Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, Rodolfo Roman of The Roman Show. It's April 15th, 2015. The Roman Show brings you Testaments, Chuck Billy, Exodus, Zetro, and Shattered Son Marcos Leal, the singer of the band. Also, Dave Gomez, who will be competing at Mixed Striking Challenge this weekend, joins us here today on The Roman Show.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in space.
Booster, go.
Retro,
go.
Vital,
go. Fire.
Guidance, guidance, go.
Surgeon,
go. Light,
calm.
We're going, light.
GNC,
we're going.
Telling you, go.
Control,
go.
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 FAO.
We are go.
Network,
go.
Recovery,
go.
Capcom,
we're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Hey everyone, Rodolfo Roman, your host of The Roman Show. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at RomanDH and follow The Roman Show at The Roman Show and like our fan page, facebook.com/RomanShowMedia. All right, everyone, welcome to another episode. Today we welcome Testaments Chuck Billy, Exodus Zetro, Shattered Son Marcos. He's the main singer of the band, and also Dave Gomez of Mixed Striking Challenge. Mixed Striking Challenge is a new promotion that's debuting Mixed Striking Arts, a new sport. Now, you might ask yourself, a new sport? Really? Well, yeah, it's actually true. Because what it consists of is, well, two fighters inside a ring wearing similar to mixed martial arts gloves at 8 ounces a piece. And they can use anything, any type of striking form. They can't take it to the ground, so there is no action on the ground. They can just basically punch, throw elbows, knees, kicks, anything you want. You just can't take it to the ground. So if these guys are wearing 8-ounce gloves, you know for a fact there are going to be some knockouts. And you can check it out this weekend, Saturday, April 18th, at the Miccosukee Gaming and Resort. It's the debut of the promotion. And you can find out more information as far as tickets by visiting our website, theromanshow.com. That then will lead you on to the ticket information. Again, that's this weekend, and we are going to speak to Dave Gomez, who will be on that fight card, and several of these guys that are going to be competing this weekend. You probably have heard their name because they've been on a mixed martial arts fight bill. Guys like Gabriel Verona, guys like Joe Johnson, who is the main event, or who will be in the main event. These guys have competed in mixed martial arts. They've also competed in Muay Thai and in boxing and so forth. So what can happen? Well, you're going to have to find out for yourself. That's this weekend over at the Miccosukee. Which, mind you, Miccosukee, it's been some time since there has been some fighting there. You know, it's been some time, so we're definitely going to go ahead and enjoy our chances there. So we're going to go to a quick break, and we'll be right back with more on The Roman Show. Again, make sure you follow us on Twitter, at The Roman Show.
The first annual Northern Invasion, Saturday, May 9th, Somerset Amphitheater, starring Slipknot, Five Finger Death Punch, Full Beat, Hailstorm, and many more. Tickets for the Northern Invasion are on sale right now. Go to northerninvasion.com for tickets and festival information.
All right, everyone, make sure you mark it on your calendars. April 26th at the Culture Room at 3045 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. There is going to be an absolute awesome rock concert you do not want to miss. Heavy metal, mosh pitting, the whole nine yards, and two legendary bands. We're talking about Testament, Exodus, and then joining on part of the tour, Shattered Sun. And right now, it's a pleasure, it's a true pleasure to have Zetro of Exodus and Chuck Billy of Testament. Boys, welcome to the Roman Show. It's a true honor to speak to you guys.
Thanks, Roman.
What's up, Roman? What's happening? How are you today?
Awesome. Thanks so very much. Well, both of you guys, both of your bands are coming to South Florida. First, I want to ask this question for the both of you guys. Tell me about coming to South Florida and performing out here, and how different is this crowd compared to the rest of the crowd that you have performed in?
Well, I think because I just did the Culture Room in January, it's going to be a sardine can, and it's going to be a hot, sweaty mess in there, I'm sure. It's definitely probably going to be the smallest room on the whole tour, so it's going to be definitely a juggling act, but I think the metalheads there are... All you hear from people is, why aren't you coming to Florida? How come you don't come to Florida? So here we are. So I'm sure, hope to see all the metalheads attend. So,
death metal capital, too. We expect them to come out in full force and pit it up around nice and hard.
Yeah, it is definitely. You are right, Doctor. It does seem like you're in a sardine, but you know, you really get that feel and that love and everyone coming together for the music. Although the mosh pitting is a little tough there.
Yeah, it is, and it's a tight stage for a three act bill. On that, it's going to be very tiny. We're carrying a pretty good show on the road with us, and we definitely won't be able to put it in that room.
Yeah, and then Marcos also, Shattered Son, has also joined us here on the line, and I'm going to first
ask Marcos, how's it going, everybody?
How's it going? All righty, thanks, man, for joining us. Awesome, thanks to have all three of you guys out here. I want to first ask this question to Chuck. Chuck, with Testament, it's been a long time since the 80s you've been around. You see all the time the bands, they break up, they come together, they have issues. How have you managed to always keep that intact? I mean, it's flash forward 2015, you guys are still going strong.
Well, it's like any long-term relationship. You have your ups and downs and your disagreements. But at the end of the day, you learn to put it behind you. And I guess the bottom line is you got to create music, and that's what it's all about, and go on tour and do it. And I think you learn just doing it through years what push buttons not to push, and it makes life easier on the road. So you don't push buttons.
And how much of a role do fans play in this and trying to keep you guys together? You know, when they message you, say, on social media, and they're like, man, don't do this, man. We love your music. Man, I love that song. It just really motivated me.
I think just as far as writing music today and the current stuff that we write, we write about stuff that's real, that affects everybody's life, especially when you meet a fan when he says a song, your lyrics somehow changed his life or saved a life or did something to his life. It kind of gives the song a little bit special feeling, and you kind of like, wow, that's cool, especially if you didn't write it, but people interpret your stuff the way that, they live their lives.
Yeah, and I want to segue into that, with so much years in the business and music, where do you find inspiration after some time? Where do you find new ideas, new inspiration? Do you get it from the fans or... obviously, with your personal life, of course.
I think it's there every day. Just pick up a newspaper or go on CNN, especially for thrash metal. Thrash metal is so socially aware with everything that is written. I mean, metaphorically speaking, too. So it's got a lot of ground for us to cover, as far as that type of stuff is concerned. So I think just look on TV or pick up a paper, man. There's a ton of stuff to write about.
Oh man, I couldn't agree more. Our new album is basically based on the same stuff, and it's it's pretty easy to just look around and what's going on in the world, and there's a whole list of things you can write on. That's what I did on our whole new album, and I'm proud to be aware. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Me and Zeth been writing lyrics together for a few records, and war has been like a big topic out there, and terrorism, and we've tend to lean a little that because it's pretty much like been in our face for
mental illness. You know what I mean? Mental minds of what a killer's mind is going through when he's attempting to do serial killing or whatever. You know what I mean? It's just very. I guess from a heavy metal standpoint, it's very subject. That's what we are. That's what we write about. That's what our fans want to hear. They don't want to hear about love. They want to hear about no love.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the cool thing about trash metal, heavy metal. You can't really do that, you know, Justin Bieber singing about war, you know. But you can do it with metal, and that's a beautiful thing about it. This question is for Chuck Billy, one more for him. Is there something that Testament has not accomplished that wants to accomplish?
I mean, there's still places around the world that we haven't been to. There's still a band that we haven't performed in front of. That's always things we do, and I think we've tended since probably the reunion in 05, getting back together and actually touring like a real band, because, you know, there in the 2000s, we weren't touring hard like a band, you know. So now we get to see more of the world and, you know, enjoy it a little more.
Now, this question for Exodus is Zetro. You know, when it comes to the Bay Area, Testament, Exodus, Metallica, you know, this is a place there where all these great bands came from. What can you tell us the current status of that area now? Have you seen something the last time you visited, or if you stay there? What's the approach out there when it comes to heavy metal music in that area?
Well, I think that it's always looked at that period of time, and so nothing's ever going to reach that. That was obviously the pinnacle of what thrash metal was, especially in the 80s when there was no social media. So with tape trading or bootleg vinyl or however you could get your hands on it at that time, I think that bit of mystique has changed. But in the, you know, in the same breath, I would say that, like, the first night of this tour was in San Francisco, and they came out in droves on a Wednesday night and supported this tour, and they were brutal in the pit, and they sang along with every word. So I would say that, you know, it hasn't gone anywhere. I don't think the scene, as far as the bands are as strong as they used to be. Not as many places to play, but it's still there and will always be there.
What do you think it is going to take? Because we've heard this from many musicians. Oh, rock is dead. Rock is dead. Is rock dead? Do you think it's a true statement?
No. No, it's not dead. I mean, there's always going to be the next guy who comes along and creates something or has something different to offer. I mean, it just keeps happening. Look how it's just evolved from when we started. You know, thrash metal. There's so many genres of metal that's just spawned out of, you know, that whole kind of a movement.
Heavy metal in general, our fans are so loyal. It's like, when do you ever hear a fan going, yeah, I listened to Slayer last summer. You know what I mean? It's like forever. They love it, and we love them. It doesn't have to be media worthy or, you know, out in everybody's face, you know, for everybody to go, oh, it's still alive and well. Is it the late 80s, early 90s when it was all over MTV? No, it's definitely not, but it doesn't mean that. It still has its loyal fans. And I call out to the old school every night and thank them for bringing their kids, and their kids are cheering along right with them. So I think this music has no, there's no genre, there's no period of time between the genres. It's as heavy as it was in 86 as it is now in 2015.
Well, you see in the very first show, we've seen a meet and greet. First one, grandfather, son, and grandson. First day, and, you know, the common thing is I'm bringing them to show them what I was raised on.
Well,
how cool is that, you know?
That is definitely cool. You see the different type of generations that go out and check this out. Now, this question is for Marcus. Hey, how does it feel to be touring with these two legendary bands?
Oh, man, it's amazing, dude. We're learning a lot, and this is a huge deal for us to, you know, support this tour, you know what I mean? Both of them celebrating, you know, 30 years in this. And this is something that we look at as a young band just coming on the scene. That's what we're aspiring to be, you know what I mean? And, you know, I look at their legacies and what they've done, you know, Chuck and Zed, and the people that are coming out, like Chuck just said, you know, generations. And I hope when I'm there, you know what I mean, people are still coming and paying money to see me. And, you know, it's just, it's an honor to be a part of it every single night, man. We're really blessed.
And speaking of which, describe to me, Marcus, knowing these two legendary, how's the fun, you know, all the stuff you do in the backstage? Let us know on a little inside. How's it like prior to going into the arena or the venue?
You know, right now I feel like, you know, we're more of a well-oiled machine right now. But, you know, that first night, there was a lot of nerves, you know what I mean? But, you know, we're coming into this brand new, you know what I mean? We're brand new on the scene. You know, you're taking a band that was playing to 100, 200 people in small clubs, and, you know, we're playing to 1,000 people, having fun now, and you know, I feel like we're getting tighter and tighter every night, and we're just out there killing it, and we're making new fans, and you know, that's what we're supposed to be doing, man, and it's just been great.
Yeah, absolutely. Your album Shattered Sun comes out April 21st. That's Hope Within Hatred. Can you let us know a little bit about some about the new album?
Yeah, man, it's an album that, you know, it took a while to make, but you know, the message in it is having hope in humanity and having hope in the future. And I feel, you know, right now in this world, you know, we're surrounded by negativity 24/7. That, you know, as kids coming up, it's easy to forget that there's hope. You know what I mean? In your future, there's hope in other people. You know what I mean? And that's the message I was really trying to send when I wrote this album. And you know, musically, it's just a big melting pot of all our influences. You know what I mean? I've always said this, we're like 60 different bands rolled into one. And, you know, it's a very diverse album. I think the fans are really going to love it.
Well, boys, I don't want to take too much time out of your busy schedule. I know you guys are touring all over. I just want to invite everyone again, April 26th, you got the Dark Roots of Trash 2 with Testament, Exodus, and Shattered Sun at the Culture Room, 3045 North Federal Highway. You can get your ticket right now at Ticketmaster.com. Any final words, guys?
We'll see you in Florida, man. Ready to sweat.
Oh,
yeah, man.
Boys, it's a true honor to speak to you, Chuck, and Steve, true honor, and Marcus. I look forward to listening to the new album. Good luck, and catch you at the show, man.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Man. See you there.
Thank you, then.
All right.
If you need a little bit of touch-up with the body because you're stressed out, head on over to massagesinspace.com. That's massagesinspace.com. We will take care of you. Trust me, she's been taking care of me for, I don't know how many years. But I'm always in great shape, and that's thanks to Massages in Space. Check them out, massagesinspace.com. There you have it, guys. Fort Rock also will be coming to town on April 25th in Fort Myers. We have all the information. All you have to do is visit theromanshow.com. Head on over there, and you can find out all the details on how to purchase tickets and so much more. All you have to do is head on over to Fort Myers and rock on as the headliner is Slipknot. Godsmack is going to be there. Papa Roach, Breaking Benjamin. The list goes on and on. So if you want to have a rocking time, Fort Myers, Fort Rock, it's going to be an absolute awesome heavy metal rocking night. So make sure you attend there. All right, switching to sports now. In mixed martial arts, it's been reported today that Phil Davis, UFC veteran, has signed with Bellator. He signed this very day. So the 30-year-old who won an NCAA Division I National Wrestling Championship at Penn State back in 2008 will be making its debut soon in the new home. This is a guy who has decision victories over Lyoto Machida and even Glover Teixeira. But, well, his last competition was a loss to Ryan Bader and in a split decision. He did complete his 4-fight contract with the UFC and now has found a new home in Bellator. Well, despite what Anderson is facing, Anderson Silva, with his alleged steroid usage, turns out he wants a rematch against Nick Diaz, who was caught with smoking marijuana prior to his fight. Silva has been campaigning for a rematch with Diaz, but he doesn't want to have it in the United States. He wants to have it in Brazil. In fact, he posted out a message on Instagram asking president of the UFC, Dana White, for this fight. Well, since Quentin Rampage Jackson has been scratched from the UFC 186 fight card on April 25th, there is an updated one, as we have Chad Demetrius Johnson versus Goichi Haraguchi for the flyweight title, Michael Bisping versus C.B. Dalloway, Steve Bossi versus Fabio Maldonado, Shane Campbell versus John McDessie, and Thomas Almeida versus Ivis Jabun. That right now are the top five fights, which will be featured on the pay-per-view. That's some of the latest news that we have in mixed martial arts. As really shocking to hear that, you know, really shocking to hear that Anderson Silva, after what he is going through, he wants rematch. We don't know what the outcome is going to be once he the commission, here's his side of the story. Well, we're going to be talking now mixed striking arts. Mixed striking arts is a new sport. And Dave Gomez, who will be on that fight card, explains it all. We'll be right back with Dave Gomez.
The first annual Northern Invasion, Saturday, May 9th, Somerset Amphitheater, starring Slipknot, Five Finger Death Punch, Full Beat, 3 Days Grace, Hailstorm, and many more. Tickets for the Northern Invasion are on sale right now. Go to northerninvasion.com for tickets and festival information.
South Florida, and you can check this out. That's Mixed Striking Arts. We're going to talk about exactly what that is. But they're having their first event at the Miccosukee Resort and Gaming this weekend, April 28th, with an exciting fight card. Mixed Striking Championship makes its debut here in South Florida. And on the line, we have Dave Gomez, who will be taking on Gabriel Verona, part of that fight card, April 18th at Miccosukee. Welcome to the Roman Show, Dave. I want to make things clear here because mixed striking arts is not MMA. It's not Muay Thai. It's something different. So before we continue and talk about your fight and the rest of the interesting facts about this sport, can you let us exactly know what this thing is? Since you were coached on it, you basically were known and told what can be expected as a fighter.
All right. Well, you know, mixed striking arts has got me really, really excited. The world of MMA has had its fan base grow huge because of the excitement that comes with the sport, because of the amount of techniques that can come into the style. But mixed striking arts takes only the exciting aspects of all of MMA. It takes the punches, the kicks, the knees, the elbows, even the sweeps and the clinch work, and all taking place in a ring so you can't be pushed up against the cage, and not allowing any ground fighting or wrestling. So the fight is going to have to be nonstop action.
So how different is this from a Muay Thai or a kickboxing?
Well, in kickboxing, you know, the referee involvement would be totally different in the way of no clinch fighting, no throwing your opponent to the floor, and the gloves are a lot bigger and a lot more protected. So in our sport, we're going to be using a glove that's very similar to the MMA glove in that it's really small and that your hand is still free to move and your fingers are individually available for grip and for, you know, the power and effectiveness of your punches. But you're also allowed to throw your opponent, to sweep your opponent, to take them off their feet. But you won't be allowed to fight on the floor after that. You got to get back up and get back in the action.
So having these MMA gloves just increases the chances of someone getting knocked out compared to the Muay Thai gloves or a boxing glove.
I definitely think there might be more knockouts included than a boxing glove would be. But we also are going to be forced to have, you know, we also have a lineup of fighters that are really, really talented. Where in MMA, you have a lot of guys that are really just grapplers and their striking is not up to par. This card is stacked up with people who specialize in striking styles of fighting, and they've had really extensive amateur backgrounds and really, really, you know, extended backgrounds in only striking. So I don't think it's going to be like a brawly mix of guys knocking each other out. I think it's going to be a really technical matchup that goes a distance, leading to knockout.
Now, knowing that it sets it apart from Muay Thai, from MMA, is this going to be considered with a victory for the fighters? Is it going to be considered as an MMA bout, a boxing bout, a Muay Thai fight? I mean, how is this going to be credited to the fighter?
You know, I'm not totally sure on that yet. Being that I have pro Muay Thai in my background, I have pro boxing in my background, I have pro MMA in my background, I'm not exactly sure where we get to count this. I think, you know, since it's just a new beginning of a whole new sport, we're paving a whole new road right here, and I'm not even sure how we're gonna throw that in.
Now, as a fighter, since you have experience in boxing, in Muay Thai, and in MMA, how do you, adding this to your resume, how does it make you better as a fighter for yourself?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that I get to be, I'm excited now to be able to compete in a sport that's right up my alley. You know, I did boxing because it was, you know, the closest to what I could do at the time. I did Muay Thai fights because that's really where my heart was lying in traditional Muay Thai. And I did MMA just because it was popular. But now we get to do a sport that is right up my alley. I get to use the strikes and effective takedowns and sweeps that I've always done through my style. And not have to worry so much about a guy laying and praying or stalling me out. So, how did it make me better as a fighter? It just gave me, put me through a much better training camp. I get to do the things that I like to do and look for the finish and be much more aggressive in my style of fighting.
You said in your training camp you went to Thailand. Please describe to us the training over there, who you worked out with, and how different is the training over there in Thailand compared to here in the States? Because I've heard of all the crazy stories and the training they have over there.
Yeah, it was amazing. I was invited over by Adrian Chai, and he's the president of the Thai Boxing Association. So we got to stay with him and with Adrian Sengtunoi in the Sengtunoi Sorungkar camp. So it's one of the most famous camps in the world. And the coach that we trained with is pretty much like the Muhammad Ali of Thailand. Our training was 6 hours a day, every day. We do 3 hours in the morning and 3 hours in the evening with some of the world's most experienced fighters. Most of the guys that we train with have over 150 fights professionally. And the training is just on a whole other level.
You know, one thing is that it's crazy that I've noticed, and comparing it to, say, mixed martial arts or even boxing. You look at Muay Thai, and maybe perhaps in the future this new sport that has just been created and is going to make its debut in mixed striking cards is that you see these tournaments of Muay Thai fighters will fight twice on a fight card. Or three times on a fight card. That in itself is crazy.
It is. It really is. Most of the guys that I trained with are fighting every, you know, 3 times a month. They were fighting professional fights 3 times a month. And in America, I could not even imagine.
Yeah, it's just really insane that these guys, they just had a gruesome fight in the beginning, and they got to wait maybe like an hour or 30 minutes, and they're back at it again. It just shows you the guts that these guys have. Now, let's talk about your opponent, Gabriel Verona. And looking at this fight card, there's a lot of folks that we have seen locally here in mixed martial arts and competed, but also guys that we know locally that are probably friends or they have trained together. So I'm pretty sure you know Gabriel Verona. I mean, what's your relationship with him, and what are we going to expect from this fight card?
Well, we're connected to a lot of the same people. We have a lot of the same friends, but truthfully, I've never really met him. I've seen some video of his previous fights, and I know that he's a really talented guy. He's a really explosive guy. He definitely comes, he comes to fight. He's not a survive and run kind of guy, you know, so I think he and I are definitely going to make fireworks. But as far as, you know, us being friends, I don't really know him so well to say.
So with this fight card, I mean, what can people expect? You know, let's let people know exactly. When they walk inside the Mikosuke Resort and Gaming, they don't know what the heck to expect. What can they expect? According to you, you're going to be part of this fight card.
To give you an idea what to expect, I'm going to tell you guys it's fireworks. I know a few of the guys that are on the card, and two of my students are fighting on the amateur card as well. And these guys are monsters. PJ Wardell and Kid Chocolate are both monsters in the gym, and I know that the crowd is going to love them, because these guys come aggressive, they come explosive, and they really, really, really train super hard for this event, too. Alan Arzeno is another close friend of mine, and he's going to be fighting a fighter from the Midwest. Every fight that Alan has ever had has been fireworks, and every card he's ever on is fight of the night. So I think there's going to be a lot to look forward to on this card, and I'm really excited to be part of it.
I think, Dave, another point to raise is guys like Alan Arzeno have not fought in mixed martial arts for a while, because locally down here, MMA is not what it used to be, that we have constant fight cards. So this gives a chance like you,
yeah,
Alan, to keep you guys busy to do something that you love. And I think that MSS is gonna do this.
I'm really excited to have a scene again. You know, we need a scene down here. The fans need some characters to follow, and most of all, as fighters, we gotta be active. If we're able to fight every month or every other month, the quality of our fights will be better, the quality of the fans and spectators will be better, and people will appreciate what's going on better.
Yeah, and I'm excited for that. Again, guys, I want to invite everyone to Miccosukee Resort and Gaming, April 18th. You got a great fight card, you got some amateurs, and then later on you're going to have some professionals. The main event here, it's a 205-pound fight, Joe Johnson versus Kendrick Marie. I've seen Joe Johnson, Dave, and I'm sure you probably maybe have heard of him.
I have a patch for that guy. He's a monster.
Yeah, that guy. And, I think if he is not already, but he is either he's close to 40 or he's 40, but that guy is amazing.
He's over 50.
Is he over 50?
Joe Johnson is over 50 years old. He was 51 the last time I cornered him.
The guy is chiseled. The guy is a beast. That just goes to show you.
He is a specimen.
Yeah, he really is. That just goes to show you, age is...
And he's a former pro football player and a former pro boxer as well. He played for the Dolphins, NFL football. He also played for Texas A&M during college. He played for the European Football League. And he was a professional boxer, all before taking on professional MMA.
Incredible resume. And Dave, now, your background, are you from, what Latin American country or descendants are you from?
My parents are Colombian, but I was raised mostly in my stepfather's home and very Americanized home.
But you have the Colombian blood.
So my Spanish is not so good, but I do have Colombian-American background.
So I'm sure there'll be a lot of Colombians out there to support you, though, as well. And a lot of Hispanics, and it does run our blood. Well, Dave, I want to thank you very much for joining us here, and I invite everyone to head on over to MSC, the debut here in South Florida at Miccosukee Resort and Gaming, April 18th. Find out more details on our website, theromanshow.com. Thanks so much, Dave, and good luck, and see you Saturday.
Thank you, sir.
The first annual Northern Invasion, Saturday, May 9th, Somerset Amphitheater, starring Slipknot, Five Finger Death Punch, Volbeat, 3 Days Grace, Hailstorm, and many more. Tickets for the Northern Invasion are on sale right now. Go to northerninvasion.com for tickets and festival information.
All right, everyone, I had an opportunity to sit down one-on-one with the UFC heavyweight champion, Cain Velasquez, yesterday, and that interview will be posted on our website, theromanshow.com, tomorrow. So make sure you visit our website, theromanshow.com, to check that interview out. Trust me, as in previous interviews, you do not want to miss this one. It's really good as he is getting ready to fight Fabricio Werdum. The heavyweight champ puts his title against the interim heavyweight title. One-on-one, toe-to-toe. It was supposed to happen last year. It's finally going to happen. June 13th in Mexico City. Cain Velasquez versus Fabricio Werdum. And it's going to be an absolutely awesome fight that night, that pay-per-view. You do not want to miss it. Check out the interview coming up tomorrow on theromanshow.com. Well, the latest information is that the finale of The Ultimate Fighter, which is being filmed down here in Florida, will be held here in Florida. The finale will be here in Florida. Ben Henderson will be taking on Michael Johnson in the main event of that fight card. Still waiting as far as ticket information and so forth, but it will be in the state of Florida, so the UFC will return to Florida. Last time they held a show here, Fabricio Werdum was on the main event against Travis Brown. In fact, that was the number one contender fight. Fabricio earned that. And then he went on to what was scheduled to fight Cain. Cain got hurt, and then he ended up fighting none other than Mark Hunt. And that's how he ended up winning. So that is the day's details we have on that, but we are waiting on a location because we still don't know. We still don't know exactly where it's going to be, but we do know that it will be held in Florida. Again, the location is still up in the air, but it will be held in the Sunshine State. So stay tuned for more details as far as where that event will be held and who will also be competing on that, of course. Most of the fighters will be from The Ultimate Fighter, which debuts next week on The Roman Show. And speaking of which, next week, we are going to welcome none other than Eddie Alvarez. Eddie Alvarez will be competing against Gilbert Melendez in an upcoming pay-per-view. Actually, it's on the same pay-per-view that Cain Velasquez is going to be. He is going to be on The Roman Show to talk about the Black Zillions and how they took on the ATT guys. And they went one-on-one. So look out for that this coming week on The Roman Show. Now that is expected to be a very, very great interview. Again, we got Eddie Alvarez on The Roman Show next week. So make sure you stick it tuned right here. Follow us on social media because that is going to let you know the time, the who will be on the show. So make sure you keep a close eye on that. Also, moving forward, we want to talk a little bit about the World Wrestling Entertainment. All right, by the way, one more note. Robbie Lawler, the UFC welterweight champion, will soon be on the Roman Show. We will keep you posted on a date for that. But Robbie Lawler will be here on the Roman Show as well. So we have a great lineup of fighters stacked up for you here on the Roman Show. And subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rroman0201, because that is where you will see great interviews like the one we are going to release tomorrow of Cain Velasquez and also of great entertainers. Vamps, the new band that's traveling here in Florida, all the way from Japan. We are going to have an exclusive interview with them. Vamps, if you haven't checked them out, check them out now on YouTube, on Spotify. That's V-A-M-P-S, Vamps. These dudes are absolutely awesome. So check them out, Vamps. They will be on The Roman Show. And heck, if you want to have a suggestion on who we should have on the show, feel free to send us a line. We'd love to hear your opinion. We always love to hear from our fans. So send us a line on social media, and we'll make sure to reply right back. Well, the Wrestling Observer newsletter is reporting early WrestleMania 32 plans for The Rock. Say they could see him facing Triple H. Of course, we kind of saw that at WrestleMania 31, right, when they went head-to-head, and then Stephanie McMahon got involved, and then UFC Women's Champion Ronda Rousey got involved. So, what is up in the air? What are they looking for WrestleMania 32, which will be taking place in Texas? Well, details are that they want Rock and Triple H, the long feud, and they want to possibly have Rousey versus McMahon. But what are the chances that Rousey will be given the okay to compete in the wrestling ring? It's up to Dana White. Latest news is that The Rock had a lot to do with Dana White allowing Ronda Rousey to appear in WrestleMania 31. If you haven't seen the video yet, but there was these fans that rushed the ring at a SmackDown taping in London, England. Now, you have to see it. It's all over the internet. Just in case you can't know who the heck they are the Troll Station. It's a comedy group over there in London. And one of the members of the group, Ashley Inks, is actually going to get interviewed today. So look them up, Troll Station, if you haven't seen the video. My question is, how the hell did they get so many people inside that ring during a match? Kudos to you guys. Daniel Bryan's health seems to be having an issue. According to the WWE, Daniel Bryan has been pulled from the remainder of the UK tour as a precautionary measure. Health issues are stemming from his injury of last year. So Daniel Bryan, who everyone was excited to see return to the WWE, health is not 110%, so we're going to have to hold tight till he keeps getting a little better and better and better and better. Guys, again, I want to welcome everyone to visit our website, theromanshow.com, because we got great interviews that you can only find there. Also, Vicente Luquez will be joining us on The Roman Show. Vicente Luquez is a part of The Ultimate Fighter, which debuts next week. April 22, Vicente Luque, who debuts in The Ultimate Fighter, will be on the program next week along with Betty Alvarez. So make sure you tune in next week and hear those great interviews and so much more. I mean, we always have surprises here. But follow us on The Roman Show because on social media. That's how you will know who will be on the show and so much more. And subscribe. I can't let you know how much. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. You'll be the first one to see all these great interviews that we have. Hey, shout out to the Miami Marlins. 2 wins in a row. They started off very slow in the early in the season last week when they started, but heck, they're picking things up. Kudos to them. Hopefully they keep it up. And unfortunately, after 4 years of being in the playoffs, or 4 years actually being in the finals, the Miami Heat are not going to be in the playoffs. They're staying home. They're not going anywhere. The Miami Heat are not going to be in action in the postseason. Hopefully they get their marbles put together and we see a better team next year. And hopefully Chris Bosh will also be 110%. Obviously, we lost him during the season. And he is a vital individual to the team. Well, I want to welcome again the new listeners. And I thank everyone for tuning in. Hope to see you guys at the Mixed Striking Challenge event this weekend at the Miccosukee Resort Gaming. That's this weekend. Friday is the weigh-in at the Miccosukee and Gaming. And then Saturday is the actual event, April 18th. Get your tickets. All you have to do is visit theromanshow.com for more details. With that said, thanks so much, man. And rock on. Till next time, on The Roman Show. I'm your host, Rodolfo Roman.